when we thought of an appropriate way to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Milchemet Yom HaKippurim. So immediately, in the discussion in the Hanalat Yeshiva amongst the Ramin, we thought that the best way to bring it to the Talmidei HaYeshiva, none of whom were older than 18, 19 years old. And it's a time in which anyone who was alive, I remember it as a 9-year-old boy, and far away from here in New Jersey, but nevertheless, the trauma, as it unfolded, impacted upon all of us, and to change for really for anyone who was aware, and in a certain sense, you know, I'm speaking as a looking back in terms of the feelings of a child, and I saw this mentioned by someone who was about the same age that I was from here, who's now the Sara Chinuch of Shai Peron. And he mentioned, he said, you know, as a child, you remember certain things, and people try to protect you from the truth. And as a result, they don't realize that how much a child really absorbs, how much the filtering doesn't really work. Emotions become seared in people's memories, and while for me personally, having remembered it from so far away, nevertheless, that sense of dread that really befell everyone around me on that Yom Kippur, because the news hit. I remember exactly in my mind's eye, I see exactly where I was sitting. You know, I was not in shul that Yom Kippur morning. I was sitting outside with my friends on the steps of the shul, and we heard the news. And at first, everyone didn't believe it. There were rumors going around, and the initial response was that, oh, it'll be over soon. And then, as the following days made clear that it wasn't something that was going to be passing the dread that people had, something which is really seared into my memory. And we felt that here was an event that, for your generation, is a historical event, like many others that you're beginning to gain entry in, as you know, for most of you, seriously being in Eretz Yisrael for the first time. But at the same time, we felt that it wasn't just an event. It was an event which impacted historically, but also on a religious, spiritual level. It changed the meaning of the Yamin Noraim for an entire generation, and perhaps for all of time. And we felt that the best way to try to give that sense over to you was to bring a person to speak to you who embodied what the country went through, and not only what the country went through at that time, but what the country has gone through since, in those 40 years. And we began to speak of people, and very quickly came to my mind to invite Ketzalah. That's his nickname. Yaakov Katz is his name. He's known throughout the country. If you take a look, if you Google right? You'll see right away Ketzla is what comes up. Nothing is more important than Google. But there's a person who besides having been fought in the war, having been wounded in the war, and we'll discuss that, has been involved as much, perhaps more than virtually any other person in building the Eretz Yisrael since. What's not on the on the board in the short bio that was posted, the fact that he was the director general of the. Of the Department of Building, when Ariel Sharon was the Minister of Housing in this country, and so he was the Director General, and he was basically in charge, one could say responsible for over 60,000 units that were built, housing units that were built in Yehuda Vishamron, the 60,000 units that were built here in Yerushalayim under his tenure. He's a person who, the eyes of many, is a person who has brought together and has strived to bring together all facets of the Israeli society, and especially the religious Zionist population, a Chaver Knesset for many years. And for me personally, a friend of the family, and it works out incredibly well in terms of this, the Siyata Deshmaya, that the one evening that he was able to come turns out to be the evening and his lecture as well as the refreshments afterwards are sponsored by my mother-in-law in memory of her mother's yahrzeit, which falls out tonight as well, and the way that it worked out is something, as I said, strikes at on a personal level of Siyata Deshmaya. It's really a tremendous pleasure and an honor to be able to introduce and to have Ketzel speak to us this evening.